Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's what I'm getting at. You say that when a coach does this, it's poor leadership. I can't disagree with you all the time, but I think I can some of the time. In other words, like, I think that there are times when that is coaching. That is coaching. And whether it is about a group or an individual, Steve Kerr, he cannot be that guy, or what he did with Jonathan Kuminga with us earlier this week. Listen to your question.
Is it as simple as those little things like the effort and the want to that maybe has been missing from his game of late?
Yeah, for sure. He has not played well lately, and that's why I went away from him, last game, because Gui Santos came in and really made a huge impact both the Philadelphia and Cleveland games. And, the energy and the passing, the connection, all those things that Pat and Gui can provide, that's what our team needs right now. And so, I said this the other night. I mean, it's no different from any other player on the team. It's just that, J.K. always gets the most attention from you guys.
Yeah, that's true. But there's Steve Kerr basically calling out Jonathan's effort right there on the radio.
Yeah, 2 days later.
Yes.
And that is talking about a player and responding to a question. This is half an hour after a game, and you're going out there and you're frustrated, and you should be, because you had a chance to take control again of the division, and you're up by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And you're playing at home against a team that has a backup to the backup quarterback, and they've basically given up, and then you gacked it away.
Here's what I'm going to say to you.
You're frustrated. When you're frustrated like that, act like a leader, and you go out there and you comport yourself differently.
But partner, you said that you made a good pick.
I made a good pick.
If you made a good pick, then he did a good job.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Because
my pick
his
has
job,
nothing to do with what he did.
No, his job is to put his players in the position to succeed, and your take is that they were.
His job is to win the game.
Yeah,
and they
it's
didn't.
Their job, too.
Well, it's and also his job to protect the two-touchdown lead. And if you're going to throw it and you're going to have your quarterback throw a pick and you got a team that is not going to recover a fumble, is that on them and you? Yeah, it's on everybody.
I put that much more on them. He didn't tell Baker to underthrow a ball. Wide open receiver, underthrew the ball. That's not Todd Bowles' fault. This is kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not like a fan of just calling people out all of the time. But to me, when you see bad coaching, there's two main places where you see it. You either see it when they lose the motivation of their team. In other words, they don't want to go play for that guy anymore. That means you've kind of lost a locker room or lost the whole thing. And the other thing you see is either what I guess I could call bad play calling, or as what many people call us and say in basketball, rotations. Steve Kerr's rotations, or Bob Melvin going to the wrong reliever. Like, it's decisions. Decisions in the moment. You went for it on 4th and 4, Andy Reid, in your own zone. That was dumb. That's when I think you can come at a coach. But when a coach sets a game plan and his team goes out there and starts kicking the other team in the mouth for 2.5 hours, and then they physically, with execution, go out there and start gacking all over themselves, I get why a coach, and what we don't know is what brought us to this point. And I, like, you know, the conversation we were all having earlier, like, it gets the hair on the back of my neck standing up as a parent when someone says, hey, like, all you got to do is tell them to go do something and then they'll do it. It's like, that's not how human beings work. And I told Lucas and Mark at one point this morning, I go, I can tell you guys have never been parents because you can't just tell people stuff and then poof, it's done. They go do it. That's not how it works.
You have to create an environment where when you tell them, they'll do it more often than not because you've instilled a certain amount of culture and you've instilled a certain amount of trust to where they'll go out there and do the things that you're asking them to do, even though they may not want to, because you've built that up. And I don't see that with Tampa. And you can look at last night's game, and I'm going through the play-by-play, and the play calling on that last drive was horrific. Atlanta uses their final timeout with 2:24 to go, and it's 2nd and 14, and you throw it. So you throw it on 2nd and 14, Todd, or you could just run it and get the same result, which is no gain. You go all the way down to the 2-minute warning. They have no more timeouts. Now it's 3rd and 14. You run it again. Now there's a minute 12 or a minute 20 left, and now you punt it.
But then
you cost yourself 40 seconds.
That's plenty of time to go get a field goal. They only need a field goal.
But you gave them an extra 40 seconds.
You're trying to get a first down and end the game.
But you're also trying to avoid them getting the ball back with that much time and by throwing it.
Oh.
And the last time you threw it, he threw a pick, as you said. He underthrew it.
He did.
And he underthrew it, and why are you even throwing it then? And I know that was about 7 minutes left.
Yeah, like, I mean, you got a veteran quarterback out there. Like, again, you got to trust your people.
You also have to understand how to close out a game, and I don't think that Todd Bowles does. Oh. And so you as a coach, you blow the game. Your team blew the game. You all blew the game. And so now you go to the podium, and there's a few guys who they're not doing it.
Again,
it had nothing to do with him. Just embarrassing lack of leadership.
Take a listen to what Todd said again last night that we're referring to.
At this point, you've seen everything in the season. You know, the coaches have done everything they can do. This is a player-driven team in the last 4 or 5 weeks. You got to execute, and they got to hold each other accountable. As a coach, you can sit there till you blue in the face until they start holding each other accountable and doing the little things right. And that's not everybody. Now we're talking about a small select few, but the small select few is what's getting us beat. And until that happens, it's not going to get right. So we got to get up and go to work tomorrow. No matter how bad today looks, you got to put it behind you, and we got to win the last 3 games. We know that.
Listen, I'm no expert on Todd Bowles, but I'm gonna
coaches have done everything
you don't know. He's talking about a select few that won't hold one another accountable.
Well, are you talking about, Todd? Call him out.
That would be worse.
Stand on it. Stand on what you say, stand on what you do.
Now you're being like, it's almost like you're in an argument with him, like in a divisive sort of a way.
Is it Baker Mayfield who
I have no idea.
22 yards passing?
I have no idea. But like, you should admit that
you
don't know what's going on behind closed doors that's making him decide that now's the time to say something.
I know this, Mark.
Tough love sometimes is the right thing.
When he says the expression, the coaches have done all that they need to do, then you know what? None of you guys should show up for the final 3 games because you've done all you can do.
He's talking about
that
in terms
of classic cop-out.
He's talking about in terms of setting the table. And again, I can't fully say that he's right because I don't know what he's referring to. I'm simply being open to the idea that, yes, there are times where that can be coaching too. That can be. I don't know if it is right now.
I don't think so.
But
I mean,
yes, absolutely.
You've lost 5 of 6, and you are reeling, and so your initial reaction is, well, we've done all that we can do.
Not initial reaction.
That was his initial post-game reaction.
No, it's week 14.
You've lost five
week
of
15,
six.
Right.
So the correct reaction would be, you know what? We as a staff, we need to get together and we need to get with these guys and figure out how we fix this.
And you don't think they've been doing that, Dibs?
Well, he didn't say that.
It's not working. It should be understood.
If he's doing that and it's not working, then you're fired, Todd. You're fired. Because
it's amazing
to
me. It's incredible.
You haven't been a very good coach anywhere you've been. Yes, you won the division at 8-9. Congratulations. He's not been very good.
That's fine. I don't even give a rip about Todd Bowles.
We're talking about Todd Bowles.
No, we're not. We're talking about coaching. We're talking about the snap reaction that so many sports fans have when they don't like what they see. They point to the semi-old guy who doesn't even have a uniform, and they go, what are you doing? And I think it's largely because they don't know what else to look at. They don't know who else to blame. But I believe that sports is very, very often decided by the players, way more often than the coaches.
Had he come out and done the classic, you know, we've been struggling, we've lost five of six, and, you know, tonight, that's on all of us. We need to be better in the high-pressure moments.
Total lip service.
It is, Mark, but you know where the attention would be today? Baker Mayfield, and it's not because Todd Bowles pointed the finger at everyone but himself.
Well, then maybe that's good coaching then.
It's terrible coaching.
Why? He's the one who's taking
because
the bullets
now. He's not taking the bullets. What he's doing is he's showing himself as a fraud.
He's a national story. He's taking bullets right now.
Yeah, but what's the story? The story is you are embarrassing.
Well,
and I guarantee you
that's not the story.
Had he gone out and just said, you know what? We all need to, as a collective, be better.
That's your take. That's not everybody's take.
Exactly my take.
That's not everybody's take.
I'm the one who's saying these words.
I know.
It's my mouth, and that's what I'm saying.
You're saying the story is that he's an embarrassment.
I'm not listening to the national show. I know that it's a national story, but I'm telling you what I think, which is by going out there and doing what he did, he's showing himself as a guy who's not a leader, and he's pointing fingers other than at himself. And the finger pointing should be at everyone.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is maybe, but I do believe there are absolutely times where it is appropriate for tough love. And it is absolutely appropriate because, we're not talking about kids here. We're talking about grown men making millions and millions of dollars, and they're fine. They are totally okay because another adult went to a microphone and said, I'm disappointed in what you guys are doing. They're going to be okay. And if they're not, they're soft.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
That to me is not tough love.
Let's go to Trevor in Roner Park. Hey, Trevor, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. So here's my take on this. You wouldn't air your family laundry out in the neighborhood, right? You go to a neighborhood party, you're not going to sit there and talk badly about your wife or your kids as a father. Because at that point, you've lost control of your family, you've lost control of yourself, and only bad things can happen from there. Does tough love need to happen? Sure. But in public? Probably not. I agree with Dibs 100% on everything he's saying. I also agree with you as far as, like, does tough love need to happen? If it's just a few players in the locker room doing this, then you rally the team around those three players or four players, and you get them to either change or you change something internally. Nothing good ever happens when you air your laundry out. If the team plays well because of what he said, they're still not going to like him in the morning, and he's still going to be gone.
Well, so, I don't know that he's going to be gone. And Trevor, this is an interesting comp because we actually made this comp in our discussions this morning as well. And that point was made, the idea of, like, you wouldn't do this publicly to your family. And I think in that particular case, like, there's some overlap, there's some comps there, but that's where professional sports is different than a family, okay? Because when you're talking about airing laundry down the street with your family, those are, like, the personal relationships you love. They're kids, they're underaged, they have no ability to fight back. These are millionaire, grown adult professionals, and they work, accepted, by the way, in a very, very public job. And so this was not Todd's first move. This was his week 15 move. And all I'm saying is I don't know that it was the wrong move. I don't know that yet. What would you all say if the Bucks went out now? Will you give him his flowers then?
I mean, you get the Panthers twice and you go to the Dolphins. So, yeah, go ahead and win out. and be 10-7 and lose week a first week round lead. Playoff game.
We're giving the Niners flowers for the last 3 weeks, and they'd beat a bunch of cupcakes too.
Well, the time that you should have come out and been tough, the tough love is when you lose to the Saints, and you lose to them at home. So now this is back-to-back home losses. You lost to the Saints, who are awful, and you lost to the Falcons, who aren't very good.
That's why he's bubbling over.
And you've lost 5 of 6. So honestly, like, if you want to be tough love, then go back and do it earlier in the year when your team was already playing badly.
Yeah, but how do you know? Again, these things, there's a buildup of this. It's one thing if you lose once. It's one thing if you lose twice. When you lose 5 times, and like, you're watching the Bucs. You came, the funny thing is you came away largely with the exact same thought.
There's no way they should have lost that game.
Yeah, you couldn't believe some of the plays that are being made out there.
Why did they lose the game? And they lost the game.
Poor execution.
Todd Bowles.
No, I don't see it that way.
And Todd Bowles and the play calling on that last drive to me was embarrassing, where Atlanta's out of timeouts and you're still going to throw it on second down. That to me is stupidity. And I know you want to get the first down and we're gonna salt away the game. Or you could play smart and use some clock, run the clock, and then go ahead and punt the ball and make them have to go further with less time.
I get it. But the coach, you understand, is omnipresently in a position where they can make the right call and then it is executed poorly. Or they could make the wrong call and it's executed well.
Or you can make the right call and it's executed well.
You have
defended
repeatedly through the years. You have defended Dan Campbell for going forward on fourth down in San Francisco, Santa Clara.
Yep.
And pointing to the fact that, was it Khalif Raymond? No, it was Reynolds, wasn't it? Reynolds drops the 4th and 8. It's right in his hands. And he drops the ball.
It's risk reward.
Okay.
No doubt.
So, like, now, it's not a great comp because Dan Campbell didn't come out and be like, well, Josh Reynolds sucks.
Exactly.
Right.
And that, to me, is the
bigger
point.
However, there's a very healthy debate about whether or not that was the correct thing to do. And that's always the case. Bruce Bochy is going to be in the Hall of Fame because he followed his gut. And it's like, I don't know that that's necessarily what he was doing, but he had relievers who came in and threw high leveraged pitches in huge moments. And does Boch get some credit for that? He should, but he shouldn't get most of it. He shouldn't get most of it. Sergio Romo should get the credit for throwing the
pitch. Madison Bumgarner is the greatest example, where he got 16 outs on 2 days rest and they won the World Series. So, you know, if he comes out and he gives up 4 straight hits, now Bochy's going to be criticized because what are you doing bringing a guy back on 2 days rest? For me, it's not so much the game management, it's the way he reacted post-game, where you're calling out everybody but yourself. And he's talking about a few players and this and that. That to me is not leadership. And if you want to be tough love, then be tough love behind closed doors.
There's a Bay Area comp that I want to get to, but I want to hear from Mr. Lee first. Mr. Lee in Fairfield, thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's up? And so this was Dave. Let's stop expecting everybody to do everything the same way every time. I totally agree with Willard. Sometimes, man, every now and then, we got to call people out however we choose to. Did you guys see Mike Evans on the field? Did you see Mike Evans?
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
He was pissed! I'm sure Todd Bowles was pissed too. And keep in mind, when whoever's calling the defense, that doesn't mean you're doing it the right way. I called the 32 defense, and the cornerback ran the other way, or he ran to the flex. We have to be careful about holding the coach accountable when it's the players that are out there. That's oftentimes players don't run the right play, and so therefore mistakes get made. The throw that Baker made. That's not on the coast. That was just a bad read. It was a bad read. So every now and then, hey, let's be okay with somebody deciding that today, in this moment, I'm going to call the players out. And moreover, people are asking me questions. It's not like people aren't asking me. So since they're asking me questions, in this moment, I'm going to answer them the way I choose to this time. I've already admonished the players behind closed doors before. Today, I'm not going to do it.
Mr. Lee, thanks.
Right, and Mr. Lee, he didn't admonish any player. He just called out a few anonymous players. And, you know, he's the defensive coordinator. So, honestly, if you want to be mad at somebody, call yourself out, Todd.
Why?
Because it was your defense that gave up three straight scores and cost you the game.
But it's not a video game. They're human beings.
No, they but he's have the to, defensive coordinator.
Right,
so,
but they have to go do the stuff.
Yeah,
they got to make the
his
plays.
His defensive calls, obviously, right, were not good enough to get the job done.
Let me ask you a question. Super Bowl, overtime, Niners-Chiefs. Burford goes the wrong way.
Right.
Shanahan's fault?
No.
Why?
I mean, I don't know what the play call was.
Why is that not Shanahan's fault?
I mean, who coached him up? Did they coach him up? What was the play call?
See, that's what
I'm
getting at.
Did they tell him the right way to go? He made, it seems like
he went the wrong way.
A mistake.
After 20 games,
right,
he went the wrong way.
Shanahan doesn't know the overtime rules? Shanahan's fault.
That's fine. That's not what I'm asking you about.
Shanahan took the ball first?
That's fine.
Shanahan's fault.
Then fire away on that one, and then
he
has. And that's fine. I'm not saying coaches are above blame.
Todd Bowles is the defensive coordinator, and your defense gives up three straight scores? Like, take some ownership,
your
coach.
Defense. Again.
He's a defensive coordinator, is he not?
So then there, when you do that, that means the coach is to blame every time.
Not at all.
How so? It's their offense and their defense.
I'm not saying that he's to blame, but don't go to the podium and point the finger at the players when it was you, the coordinator, who coordinated a defense that didn't get the
who
job done.
Who coordinated a defense.
Whatever, like take some ownership.
Yeah, but
that to me was a lack of leadership. Okay, just go out there and say, you know what, we've lost 5 of 6, and it's not me, it's not my coaching staff, it's these guys.
Well,
it's these unnamed players.
Maybe it is.
Then who is it?
It's the players.
Which ones?
Why does that matter? He is choosing.
Well, you've been lauding Steve Kerr for putting that on Pods and saying, you know, oh, he put that on Pods.
I don't believe I lauded anybody.
You've been pointing that out, though, as coaching.
Yes.
And you've been pointing that out about Kuminga as coaching. This is not coaching.
I am giving the coaches, who know their teams better than anyone, the latitude to choose when is the right time to do what.
Todd Bowles
because
has never won anything
as
a coach.
Yes, he has. Just won a playoff game 2 years ago.
A playoff game.
I mean,
atta boy. Woo!
Please, like, have a real conversation.
Todd Bowles is not a good head coach.
Don't be so insincere.
I'm not being insincere.
Have a real conversation.
I'm just telling you what I think about Todd Bowles. He's not a good head coach.
Okay.
He's a coordinator.
He's doing a lot better than most head coaches in the NFL right now.
Okay, he's got probably three more games, and then he'll be back to a coordinator.
Maybe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.